The three-day special session largely went as expected, with measures intending to avert looming problems passing both chambers with wide margins. Many lawmakers characterized the changes as incremental but needed. Legislation altering the public school employee health insurance program was among the most contested of actions. Republican Jim Hendren chaired the task force responsible for changes and was asked on the Senate floor to explain the result of a provision removing coverage for over 4,000 part-time employees.
The same alternatives that are available to part-time employees that work at Tyson or Walmart or McDonald's. They have the exact same options available that any employee in the private sector has. And I guess that's part of what the task force looked at, is what is the purpose of our education dollars and our health insurance dollars? Is it for health insurance or is it for job recruitment?
Senator Joyce Elliott was one of a bipartisan handful voting against removing part-time public school employees. Speaking after the vote in the Senate, the Democrat from Little Rock argued removing them creates too much uncertainty.
The thing I'm most uncomfortable with is to say we're going to place them on the private option, and at the same time, you know, say we're not sure we're going to fund the private option, and we've heard that over and over, but that's a very legitimate concern for me.
Reforms redirecting over $4.5 million in healthcare-related tax savings from school districts back to the insurance program also passed both chambers. Another provision eliminating coverage for spouses who can get insurance through their own employer also received legislative approval. The changes are expected to prevent a 35% hike for most premiums, but Senator Hendren noted that means an even higher spike for some.
There is no disputing the fact that the people on the bronze plan are going to see a significant increase in their premiums. And by significant, I mean it's going to go from $11 to $60.
Hendren argued asking for a higher premium for the bronze plan was needed to keep costs down for the gold plan, what over 50% of public school employees have.
The crisis was generated by the pricing of the gold plan. The gold plan was overpriced because the bronze plan was underpriced.
Joint Budget Chair Larry Teague of Nashville said he's not confident about Hendren's projections and expects a shortfall for the public school employee health insurance plan is still likely. The task force studying the issue is expected to start meeting again to look for a long-term fix. Legislation to allocate over $6 million to the Department of Correction faced little opposition among legislators, though a small crowd of Arkansans did greet legislators on the first day of the session, advocating for sentencing reforms rather than more prison funding. Republican Representative Duncan Baird introduced the bill and did not meet any resistance.
This money will go towards opening 600 additional beds at the Department of Correction to relieve the county jail backlog.
With the additional beds, the state still expects to be over capacity by nearly 2,100 inmates. A late addition to the special session's agenda included legislation restricting video monitor lottery games. The Lottery Commission had planned to launch the games in the fall to bolster declining revenues and scholarship disbursements. But Republican Senator Jimmy Hickey of Texarkana said expansion to monitor games, such as Keno, previously objected to by an oversight committee, would go beyond what voters approved in 2008.
The law, the enabling legislation that's there, says that we could not have video lottery. What we are saying is that there's no difference between video lottery and these monitor screen games.
Speaking before votes Tuesday, Lottery Director Bishop Woosley disagreed.
Lottery games, you know, were understood by the people, and at that point, or I think 10 states played Keno. So we've got a difference of opinion as to whether or not that was something that was originally contemplated. We believe it was. There are some that don't, and that'll be part of the discussion we have over the next 8 months.
The prohibition on monitor games would expire in March of 2015 when the legislature convenes next for a regular session. The consensus among legislators is that future reforms to the public school employee health insurance program, prison system, and lottery are needed to address systemic problems, but most lawmakers think that this special session will buy them time until a new governor and a new legislator are sworn in. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.